What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Hi, everyone. Steven Schleicher from MajorSpoilers.com here with you this week with another new Top 5. We hope you enjoy this episode. It is brought to you free of charge thanks to the great support of all of our VIP members at members.majorspoilers.com. Without these fine people making a small monthly contribution, we wouldn't be able to bring shows like Top 5 to you when we do. If you would like to become a Major Spoilers VIP, we would really appreciate it. You just point your browser to members.majorspoilers.com, read all the information, check out all of the extra stuff you get when you become a Major Spoilers VIP, and sign up today. Thank you so much. Here's your show. Welcome to Top 5, a show where we put things in order from 5 to number 1. No, really.
That is the show concept.
Yes, it is. Top 5.
We assign numbers to things, and then we tell you about them in that numerical order.
Oh, you know, the Zach on Film Summer Movie Spectacular was a huge success, or still going. I don't know what we're doing here.
It's a confusing
time. We are recording this in May. You're probably going to hear this sometime in, I don't know, December. I don't know.
December? October.
You know, there's still a lot of big movies happening in December.
I don't know, but I do know one thing.
What's that?
People still love going to movies.
I do. Do you?
People still love watching movies. I love watching movies. And when I watch movies, I like to sometimes put a few things in my mouth.
Hand motion joke.
Yes. And so on this top five, our top five movie snacks. Matthew, you want to start us off this week?
Sure. My number five movie snack is probably the second greatest candy snack in the world when it comes to the movies. And when I go to the movies, I always get this. And this actually dates back to the days when I would go to the theater on Main Street, the Main Street Theater, we called it. It was right down the street from where I bought my comics and around the corner from the store where you could buy heavy metal and also get yourself a really nice chocolate soda. But you could go in there, and they didn't have a snack counter. They had a vending machine where you'd put in your quarters, and you would go ka-chunk, and it would drop you out a box of Junior Mints. They're minty. They're cool. If you accidentally drop them in someone while they're having surgery, it's a really, really bad thing. But that's a Seinfeld joke.
I'm all over it. No, I was right with you, man.
Me too, man. I got that from the very beginning when all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, in slow motion. And then, you know.
The thing about a Junior Mint, as we like to call them, because Wally Walrus was a major figure in my youthful life. The Junior Mint is soft and chocolatey with a minty center that just – it doesn't burn, but it stays in your nostrils for a while.
It's not quite the strength of a York peppermint patty.
Yes, but it's like softer and it's more of a – kind of like, you remember when you were sick and you were a kid and your mom would put the Vicks VapoRub on your chest and you like inhale it?
Oh, heck yeah.
And you'd have that VapoRub. That's what eating a Junior Mint is like.
Or when you were in high school and you decided to get back at the football team for being mean to you and you rubbed it in their jock straps. Yes, good times.
I never did that. I was on the football team in high school until they turned my knee inside out, but that's not the point.
And personally, he likes Vicks VapoRub in his jock strap.
Yeah, well. There you go.
Well, sure. Who doesn't? More importantly, when you're eating the box of Junior Mints, you can take the box and rip a corner of the box off and tip it into your mouth and then set it down without having your touch any of the filthy, filthy surfaces in the Main Street Theater in Beloit, Kansas, which was and probably continues to be because I think now it's an abandoned storefront, was a filthy place. Just a terrible, filthy, horrible place filled with musty, you know, kind of moldy death and all of like that. But if you're going to eat that Junior Mint, you got to remember two things. One, the box is bigger now. The mints are creamier now. And now you have a child who wants to steal all your Junior Mints. And by you, I mean me. And by me, I mean number five, Junior Mints, one of the greatest film snacks of them all.
Awesome. All right. Well, my number five, not quite like that, but occasionally when I'm sitting in the Major Spoilers home theater, I like to eat a little something, and it doesn't always have to be candy.
Mm-hmm.
But If you just happen to be barbecuing earlier that day and you decided to smoke a ham.
I love how you're setting this up.
And you decided to buy some delicious King's Hawaiian rolls, which I can eat. I can eat a whole package of those just by themselves.
Oh, my God.
That's so good.
Take a little King's.
I want to come to your theater.
Takes a King's Hawaiian rolls, slap a little piece of smoked ham in there with a pickle.
Mm-hmm.
Put a plate of those on your lap and kick back and watch an enjoyable movie. Maybe you want to watch Babe Pig in the City. Maybe you want to watch Charlotte's Web. But ham sandwich sliders sure are good.
Can you watch something without a pig in it? That's just mean.
Hey, you know, pig movies is a very small niche.
Yeah, when we were in college, Steven used to go to Burger King and get the buffalo burger and then drive down to Fort Hayes with
buffalo pins and go,
stand there
hey,
with a sandwich in his
you know
hand.
This guy? Is he a nice?
Is your son? Was this your son?
Did he eat a lot of free-ranged hay?
Bastard!
Number five, ham sandwich sliders. Homemade ones. Those are the way to do it. That's my number five. Zach, what do you got?
I'm going to be honest with you guys right now.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't snack a lot.
I noticed that the other night when we went to the movies.
Yeah. And there's some reasons why, especially at the movies, or at home, I don't like it. One is because eating is loud.
That's why I always try to eat before the movie starts.
I appreciate, and I noticed that you do that, and it has been well noted. A lot of people don't do this, and I hear them clanking around there. Yeah. But even if I'm at home, there's a certain decibel level that I need your eating to be under. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't distract from my glorious movie time. It's very selfish of me. I don't call anyone out on it. I just internalize the rage. So, and I don't snack a lot when I watch movies anyway. So a lot of this is hypothetical, things that I would like. Mm-hmm. Most of it I would assume I've eaten at one point while watching a movie.
Yeah.
Like my number five, you know what's great?
What?
If you're sitting down and watch a movie at home.
What?
Big bowl of ice cream.
Yeah, it is.
I like ice cream. I think it meets my decibel level. It's not a loud food.
It's a very quiet food.
It's a very quiet
unless you have one of those ceramic bowls and you're trying to get every last drop with your metal spoon. And
yes.
It's like clang, 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 clang.
Yeah. And at a certain point, you have to just give up. It's not the right time and place to be slurping your cream out of a bowl. It's a nice, quiet food. You can just get a couple spoonfuls of it, preferably cookie dough.
Yeah.
If you're crazy, maybe some sprinkles. Yeah. I like some sprinkles.
Those may be a little bit too loud there, Zach.
No. They're fine.
Calm down there.
As long as you put them on the ice cream before the movie starts.
Okay.
Fine, dude. They're in the trailers. but ice cream, it's a quick snack. It's not going to last you the whole movie.
No,
it doesn't
it's
need
five,
to,
10 minutes.
A good snack doesn't need to last you a whole movie. So my number five snack for a movie, nice bowl of ice cream.
All right. Matthew, what do you have for number four?
My number four actually dates back to a point where, like many things in my life, I actually started eating this particular thing as a reference. There used to be a show years ago on Comedy Central called something like Two Guys Go to the Movies. But on this particular show, there was an episode where a guy named Tony, who talked like this, was telling you how to get the best candy. And he said, when you go and you buy a bag of this candy, you got to squeeze it. And if the bear's eyes don't bug out, you got hosed. You got bad bears. Somebody owes you a refund. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. So I did that joke the next time I went to the theater, bought myself a bag of gummy bears. And I discovered I rather enjoy gummy bears.
Yeah, man.
So now every once in a while, I will still go and buy me a bag of gummy bears. And if you're from Britain, you may recognize the Jelly Baby. I think the gummy bear is very similar. It's kind of a gummy jelly bean kind of thing with fruity flavors. You can actually, and this is the best part, you can get all natural vegetarian gummy bears.
Yeah, you can. You can. They've had those
vegans,
for a long time.
Yeah, vegan diet won't allow you to eat the gummy bears that are made with cow hooves, which are also not kosher. But you go and you get the sour gummies. Those are the best. When one of my unofficial nieces, one of the children of one of my old friends from college, was five or six, she had issues with behavior, especially in theaters. So we went to the movies and we sat her between her dad and me. And I was eating gummy bears and I was showing her how you eat the gummy bear. First, you squeeze it, see if the eyes pop out. Then you bite its head off and you take the gummy bear and go, ah! Because he just bit his head off. And the best part was she behaved up to the point where every time she'd eat a gummy bear, she'd scream, "Ah, my head!" Apparently, it was the best movie theater experience they'd had with her up to that point, even with the screaming, "Oh, my God, my head." But most importantly, when you eat a gummy bear, you can enjoy it later because most of it will stick in your teeth. And about halfway through the movie, you'll have a big hunk of gummy bear come dislodged from your molars, and you'll be like, oh, more gummy bear flavor. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and also probably eats your teeth away. You know, it's tooth decay. What are you going to do? I'm 44. Half my teeth are made of glass anyway. So my number four, a gummy bears. You got to squeeze them, Zach. Squeeze them and see if the eyes bug out.
Got to get those golden Haribos, too.
Yeah, yeah,
they're the best.
The Haribo Gold. I don't like those as much. I like the fruity ones. I really love the sour one.
The only gummy snacks that I like are the Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids have really grown on me. They're great. Yeah. Those
if
ones are ones
sour
that are
gummies,
too much.
They are Sour Patch Kids, basically.
Mm, okay. Mm. My number four, not as loud as ice cream. certainly not as horrifying as a gummy bear with its head missing. But if you need to carb load, open up a big old bag of tater tots, cook those things, put them on a big plate or bowl, if that's what you've been inclined to do, and then cover the whole thing with ketchup. Just squirt the half bottle of ketchup all over those tater tots and then just sit there. I haven't done this in a long time. It's been since maybe college. But I love to sit down and watch a movie with a big old hot plate of tater tots.
You have a lot of prep work in your movie snacks.
It is something you have to think about. You know, what is this movie saying to me?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm watching Field of Dreams, not ham sandwich sliders, tater tots.
Interesting. I would say my initial reaction with Field of Dreams is ham sandwich sliders. Slider. I can't ever talk in my life in general.
Different kind of farming there.
That's true, but all I can think is field, nice barbecue time, summer, little tiny sandwich, boom. But,
tater tots.
I'm fine with tater tots.
I think
also.
Summertime hot dogs and tater tots.
All right.
I love tater tots. Nice, but they have to be really nice and crispy.
Of course.
Not over salted. You go to like Sonic
and they
over salt their tater tots so bad.
Sonic. Ugh, they're too much salt.
They can't get them crispy at the Sonic.
Yes.
But the salt that they put on them is killer. But,
thumbs down.
A huge plate of super crispy, extra crispy tater tots covered in ketchup.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you watch your movie. Oh,
you guys have
good.
A Taco John's?
No.
No, I wish. Potato Olays,
Taco
baby.
John's has these things that I think they're called potato Olays.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Sort of they're like tater tots, but they're disc. Like,
yeah,
they're amazing.
I think Rodrigo refers to them as racist fries.
No, you're thinking of Mexi fries.
You're thinking of Mexi fries.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the potato Olays are probably equally offensive, but they are gorgeous.
They are amazing. They're amazing. They're so good.
I had Sonic tater tots yesterday, and I found the salt level to be just about perfect.
Ugh. Every time I go there, I'm like, I just hope they haven't oversalted these. My wife and I both bite into them, and we're just like, too much salt.
Too much salt.
Yeah. Let's see. What are we up to? Zach 4?
My 4. This is a candy that I believe my mother snuck into the theater for me a time or two. She was prone to do that. And it can get quite loud, so you need to take it out of the wrapper first. Respect the other people in the theater. It comes in a red rope.
Yeah.
You can peel it off.
Yeah, I do.
I like the Twizzlers that don't peel all the way down. I don't want those peel apart ones.
Do you like the ones that are hollow? You bite off one end to bite off the other and use it as a straw?
Absolutely. I mean, am I American? Obviously, that's how I eat my Twizzlers. Twizzlers are something that I don't buy very often.
No, I don't either.
But they are a great little... Just a great little snack. A throwback to a childhood almost of drinking a pop of a Twizzler straw.
Like Dr. Pepper through a Twizzler straw.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that is golden age.
Now, what about what is your thought on nibs?
Nibs, the little bite-sized things?
Uh-huh.
I'm okay with them. I enjoy them.
Nibs are not as good without the scallopy edges, though.
Meh.
You got to have the edges. It toasts the texture.
But
I know this because my wife is powered entirely by coffee and Twizzlers.
But
that
just,
is literally 50% of her diet.
The regular old
Regular
Twizzler. I enjoy. So my actually, it sounds so good. Maybe I'll pack
I know, I'm
up
thinking,
home.
I'm going to have to run over home. To the Walmart and grab some. All right. There's your number four. Thank you, Zach. Matthew, what do you have for number three?
My number three was actually named for the man who invented it. His name was Ignacio Anaya.
Yeah.
And in 1943, he took some corn tortillas and he fried them up and he threw them on a plate and he covered them with cheese and some jalapeno peppers and invented the nacho.
That's also my number three. And the story was that some people came into his restaurant as he was closing after he'd shut everything down, and they were like, well, we want something anyway. And so quickly he whipped that up and served it to him, and they loved it and they wanted more. And that is where the nacho came. Now, going back to Zach's, you're too loud in the theater. If I get nachos when I go to the theater, these other two foods are foods that you can't really take to the theater. But if I'm going to eat nachos, I make sure that I get there in time to eat the nachos during the commercial preview. That by the time the movie starts, the nachos container is slid under the chair and it has been emptied. Yeah. The only time that never happened was I went to see, what was the really bad Aliens movie? Four. Is that the one with Winona Ryder?
Resurrection.
Winona Ryder?
Resurrection.
Yeah. That's the one I went to see. And I got there late and I was eating the nachos and I felt really bad because this sack of nachos actually were crispy instead of stale.
Ugh.
And so I was being really loud and I felt really bad because the movie had started and I was eating the nachos and I was sure that I was offending the people around me.
Yes. The great thing about, you got to finish nachos before the movie starts.
Yeah.
Lights go down.
Yeah, you can.
You're not going to see that cheese. It's going to be all over your pants by the time you get up. You can make a fool of yourself in the lobby.
Here's the thing about theater nachos in my experience. First of all, usually the chips aren't particularly crisp.
No.
And the way they do them here, they actually dump the cheese on the nacho. So it's kind of wet and squishy.
They used to do
that.
Not
about that base.
Now they do that here.
Now it's a bag. Still everything is bagged. And I think they still put the cheese in the cup. I haven't had nachos at our local theater in a long time because the other thing that is the most important part about eating nachos is having an extra heaping helping of jalapenos.
Mm.
And the problem is, at our stupid theater, they never have any jalapenos in stock. It used to be, back before they sold off to the discount movie theater chain, they used to have them where it was in a tub, and it was help yourself. And I would always ask for a little extra little cup, and I would just fill that thing up with jalapenos and just eat those things. Yeah. Just to the point where there was actually more jalapenos than chips or cheese.
I like to get the nice wet cheese on there so that your nacho is half squishy, so that your first bite is kind of a soft bit, and then you have the crunchy to follow up once you have a face full of soft nacho. The local quick shop still has the little dispenser with the cheese that you can squirt it out yourself. So you take your chips, you throw in them. You can't take those in the movie theater, but you wouldn't want to do that anyway. But when I go to the movies, I like a stale nacho for some reason. A stale nacho with the crappy, vaguely cheesy cheese that may not actually have any cheese in it.
Probably not.
It's like the worst nacho in the world, but it's great in its context of I'm going to go see a movie, derpy derp. I have some cheese and I have some nachos. I wouldn't buy that if I went into the El Mezcal. I would order, you know, the good nachos with the chicken and then the everything. Or, you know, if I was feeling really floofy, I'd go to the Las Fuentes and I'd have me a nice ceviche. But sometimes you just gotta have those dirt nachos with a big wet squishy cheese because you got to. It's a moral imperative is what it is.
Yeah, I love nachos. I think that they are, again, up until this theater ruined the experience for me. It was nachos and a bottled water were all that I would eat at the movie theater for like 6 years.
Wow.
But no more.
You want some good nachos? My Irish wife will make you nachos that'll knock your dingus in the dirt. They are really, really good, and she puts all sorts of things in them.
I like my nachos. They're really good.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Zach, what is your number three?
My number three is a thing I put on there that I'm about 95% certain I have never ate while watching a movie. But I'm thinking about my snacks that I would like to eat in a movie theater. As Steven shakes his head at me, he's like, why do you do this? People hate it when you bend the rules. You know what? This is a snack that I love, and I would assume I would love it just as much watching a movie. And you have those fancy, nice theaters you can eat a meal at now?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I've not been to one.
I haven't either. Mainly because
they're expensive.
They're not here.
Yeah, and they're not here yet. Yeah. I prefer the movie theaters that let you drink beer.
That would be great also. But for my number three, there's a food, a side dish that I enjoy that I will plan meals around when I go out so I can have them.
Yeah.
And it's a quiet food, so yes. it would fit into my criteria for my movie snacks.
Yes.
I would, if a movie theater served them, if they're up to my
culinary standards.
Yeah, culinary standards of them, I would certainly get them, and I would certainly eat them at home as well. So they get to be my number three, gosh darn it. My number three, French fries.
Yeah.
I love French fries.
Like the tater tots.
Yeah, just like tater tots.
Yeah.
So freaking much. I love them. I love them. I love them.
How do you like your French fries? Do you like them extra crispy? I like them extra crispy.
Yes, extra crispy. I don't like a soggy fry.
I like the crispy fries with the widgety, the wiggly sides. What do they call those?
Crinkle cut. Yeah.
We used to have a Burger King had crinkle cut fries for a while, and I only went there, and I would literally order Burger King fries, and then I would go somewhere to get a hamburger that I liked.
Yeah, it used to be
on the way to another restaurant.
You go to Sonic to get the hamburger.
Yeah.
You go to Burger King to get the French fries, and you go to McDonald's to get the shake.
I actually go to Hardee's to get the hamburger.
We don't have a Hardee's here.
No,
so.
We don't.
You need to get one. Hardee's has a burger right now that has a hot dog on it and potato chips.
That's insane.
I love that.
We used to like French fries. Freddy's, I think, has good fries. They're kind of small.
They have a good
fried dipping sauce.
Yeah.
A lot of good restaurants have a lot of fries. The new Barbecue Boys downtown has a really good beer battered French fry that is amazing. Yeah. But I love fries.
We used to have used to have a restaurant here called the Red Coat Inn. And we would go, it's there where the, right across the street from the university, next to the bookstore.
Yeah.
Oh, Chuck's.
Well, it's the upstairs Nabars. But, the guy there, and I don't know what happened to him. I think he passed away, but, he would see us coming at lunchtime. He's like, you guys want extra crispy? Because he put like a whole – there were five or six of us together.
Yeah.
He'd make a special batch, get them going because he'd take them going on. And there were more than a few occasions where I'd get my plate of extra crispy French fries and I could pick it up and there would be a bubble of oil inside the French fry. And it was like a little bubble level. You could tilt the French fry back and forth. You could see that little ball of grease floating around in there. Oh, those were the best. Best French fries. That's a good snack, Zach.
And then one burst one. So that's why Steven wears glasses.
Yeah. And now we're up to our number twos.
Mm-hmm. My number two. Much as Ignacio Anaya, another genius of the food industry, a man named Gino Pelucci, years and years ago said, you know what would be good? I like pizza. I sell pizza. But I also like egg rolls. So why don't I make an egg roll and fill it with pizza? And so he did. Now, you cannot take a pizza roll into a theater. You can't necessarily get them at a theater. But whenever I would go, we will go once in a while over to our friend's house for like an evening. We'll watch movies or we'll play games. I always want to make sure that I have a box of the triple pepperoni pizza rolls. But they actually had some that were like really big. They were the size of an egg roll. But there's just too much in there and there's too much cheese and the cheese burns your face off. They have to be like the small size. They have to be crisp on the outside, but not so crisp that they've burst open and started bleeding cheese.
Liquid pizza bites are pizza rolls are also on my number two. And, and I think the best ones are where they're super crunchy on the outside, lava hot on the inside. And then they've gotten so hot that they had a little premature cheese squirt out the side.
Oh, yeah.
And you're able to scoop that up off the oven rack.
A little cheese is okay. I don't like them when they bust open along the seam and the cheese all gets out.
Pizza bites, that's another one. It's like open up a whole container of those things, put them on a plate, and I will sit there and eat those during
the day. I had a roommate that would do that on a weekly basis.
Oh, really?
He would just take the whole bag, throw them on the thing, throw them in there.
I don't know if I can do a whole bag. I can do about maybe a half a bag.
Yeah. But I can do a whole
garbage
bag,
disposal.
Yeah.
Stacy used to buy – they had the little individual boxes. She would buy three different kinds, the triple meat. She would buy the pepperoni trio and then like whatever the other one was. It was like, I don't know, cheese or taco or something. Cook them all together so that you get a random selection.
A roulette of pizza bites. Yeah.
Then you could mix them up and you start putting them together and you get that whole pizza roll thing. But yeah, that's a good thing to eat when you're at home watching. I don't have a home theater, but I finally upgraded to an HD television. And one of these days, I'm going to get an HD signal to plug into that mother. But
that's over the air HD.
Oh, I have it now. I got the HD through Cox Cable. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, well, there you go.
But you sit and you watch and you eat your pizza rolls. And the best part is a pizza roll, they're small. So it's not like you eat a slice of pizza and you feel really full. You can eat a few pizza rolls and take a moment and you're good. You eat a few pizza rolls, you can stop. But you eat, you know, if you eat like 15
well,
pizza rolls,
listen now. There is a you can't just sit back and say, oh, I'll eat some of those pizza rolls a little bit later. Because once a pizza roll goes cold,
there's a window.
It is not good. There is a sliding scale of how soon they come out the oven and how quickly you can shove them in your mouth before they're ruined.
And that's
ruined.
Also why the
now,
big
cold pizza is good. Cold,
yes,
pizza
cold pizza
is good,
is
but cold pizza bites, no good.
No.
And that, I mean, that's why the big bag is suboptimal unless you have a couple of friends going to help you or unless you're really hungry. That bag of 40 pizza rolls, I'm not proud of having eaten the bag of 40 pizza rolls.
Did you eat the pizza rolls that were inside the bag?
Yes, I ate the pizza rolls. Shut up. I didn't literally eat the bag.
Oh, because, you know, gosh, man, that'd mean you were really hungry.
Okay, here's the thing.
That would be bad.
I eat human food. My doctor even said, your diet is excellent. It's just that there's so much of it. So I ate the pizza rolls and threw away the bag, Steven.
I wanted to make sure.
You got to check on those kinds of things.
Got to make sure. My number two, also pizza rolls, pizza bites. Good stuff.
The only way you can ruin a pizza roll for me is if you have an entire bag that is only cheese.
Is only taco. Blech.
Only cheese.
Got to be the pepperoni. I can't eat the hamburger. I can't eat the taco. It's got to be the pepperoni.
There's
the little cheap Geno's,
the
little cheap Geno's pizza pepperonis, where it's just this little chopped up unknown meat pie product.
I'm fine with that.
Zach, what do you got for number two?
My number two is a favorite snack of mine, especially all throughout college. I have partaken them during many a film. It is one, if you're into the theater, please be kind before the movie starts.
Pickle?
No.
Giant pickle?
You know, not a big fan of eating giant pickles, out of a jar. I've
out
never
of a bag.
Found... Yeah, out of the bag, which I find
which is weird
just
because
horrifying.
It's full of juice, and the bag squirts the juice everywhere.
Yeah, you don't...
Right, but you
I don't understand.
Drink the juice.
I don't understand people's fascinations with eating pickles and just the weirdest... I don't know.
Are you anti-pickle?
I am not anti-pickle.
Are you
I enjoy
anti-gherkin?
Pickles. I am anti, why are you eating things of that giant bowl of preservatives? It is just strange. I don't understand. Like, you have a whole buffet of concession stand food. You have nachos and hot dogs and Snickers and Reese's Cups, even much. I hate Reese's Cups. I would rather eat a Reese's Cup. I would rather eat a Reese's Cup than a pickle from a concession stand.
All right.
That is the soapbox I'm going to stand on. None of that has anything to do with my number two, which is a nice big bag of sour gummy worms.
Oh, yeah.
They're great.
You let them hang out your mouth?
I play with all my food.
And he does that with spaghetti.
Yeah, I do. I'm proud of it. I slurp.
Aubrey, look at me. I'm so funny.
No, Zach, I'm going to cut your spaghetti if you do that again.
This is what happened to Melanie, my first wife.
That is the one thing about eating spaghetti is that the sauce reminds me of the blood of Melanie's death.
I told
See?
You shouldn't let her mow the lawn with that thing, but
you know, yeah, there was a hill. It was
so spaghetti.
No, gummy worms.
Oh, gummy worms.
Although spaghetti does move the worms.
I'm all about the gummy worms, especially the sour. You get your bang for buck. You get the trolley ones. I think the octopus ones are great, but you only get about five in there, so it seems like a ripoff. You know, probably. Square surface area, they're probably the same as the worms, but I feel like you can kind of jip with the octopuses. Gummy worms are where it's at. You got to have a good drink to go with it, otherwise it's just too much sugar up in your mouth.
Sprite?
I always did Red Bull in the college years because I like to live on the edge. I probably wouldn't do that now. It's just too much for your body to handle.
The edge of what?
You need to sleep
the edge
sometime.
Of life because you're just like, I see things, and it's like my heart exploding, I think.
The edge of wetness.
So that's my number two, gummy worms.
All right. Matthew, what do you have for number one?
I would like to correct myself. Spaghetti actually means thin strings. Vermicelli means little worms. But neither of that has anything to do with my number one, which is pretty much in keeping with this whole episode. Anytime we start talking about food, sometimes we get far awry.
Oh, rye sandwiches.
Exactly.
Catcher in the rye.
This food
What sounds like
is a problematic food for me, and here's why. I'm going to tell you a story. Please start the sweet violin background music. In the year 2010, God's name, are you playing dubstep?
Oh, I thought you said you wanted some
sweet music.
So Zach and I were harmonizing.
It was the year 2010, Zach.
2010.
And I want you to look forward to this because I hear that in
2010
was
in the past.
In the future, Zachary, you may actually have children. And one of the things that happened in the year 2010 that was kind of heartbreaking for me was my child's pancreas kind of stopped working.
I thought you were going to say my child's
born. And they're like, your child is a type 1 diabetic. And I'm like, okay, no problem. This is good. We can deal with this. We can work with it. Blah-bitty-blah-bitty-blue. And that first summer, everything was fine. Everything was fine. Until she and I did something that we love to do. We went to the movie theater. And at the movie theater, we always buy a box of Raisinets. And the Raisinets are raisins, which are kind of concentrated sugar in a kind of a dried grape dipped in chocolate, which is more sugar. And so we got this box of Raisinets. And the thing about Raisinets in the theater, and God love them, they tried, is they don't necessarily give you really entirely useful carbohydrate information on a box of Raisinets in the theater. So we go and we're sitting, we're watching, and we're like, okay, we're going to eat the Raisinets. And we look at the Raisinets. And I'm like, honey, if we eat the Raisinets, I'm going to have to give you a shot. And it was a lot of insulin for the Raisinets. And at that time, we were both still a little nervous about getting the shot. I mean, it's a needle and I'm, you know, a 6-year-old child. And she's like, nope. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, give me the shot, Raisinets. And so we got the shot. We had the Raisinets. And to this day, when we go to the movies, I can't remember the last movie we saw. It may have actually been Avengers. Get the box of Raisinets. You do the thing. You do the shot. Because Raisinets are the movie thing. Raisinets. You get your chocolate. You got your raisin. They're really good. The only place I ever eat them is in a movie theater. If I walk into – and you can get them at the local restaurant. Not the restaurant. Well, actually there too. They have a little thing where the candies, as you're exiting, you can get like Junior Mints and Raisinets and things. They have them at the quick shop when I go in and I buy my Monster Rehabs. They're always there. Never buy them unless I'm in a movie theater. And I think it's because outside of a movie theater, you can see them and they look like little dead bugs. But in the dark of a movie theater, you can just tip them in your face, give some to the kid.
And they taste like little dead bugs.
No, they taste like chocolate wrapped around a raisin. They're kind of a dark chocolate, kind of a deep, weird European flavor. I believe in Germany they're referred to as meine kleine Schokokokel or something like that. But the Raisinets are my number one because not only are they really awesome to eat in a movie theater, and you can get them in any movie theater, it's really the only place where you can eat them because otherwise you'll look at them and that just ends all the fun.
My number one, also chocolate-covered. Chocolate covered caramel.
What the?
In a little hard form that you got to chew on a little bit.
Oh, no.
Now, some people have done this. I've only done this once, and I just thought the experience was somewhat okay. But you take some of them, you pour them all over your popcorn, and the popcorn causes them to melt.
Heard of this.
And then you got milk dud popcorns. But I prefer just the milk duds. In fact, the other night when we went and saw Poltergeist, that was my snack of choice.
Oh, yes.
And they were gone before the movie started.
Milk duds are a candy that I have come around on in the last 2 years that I find quite wonderful.
The only other thing that I like milk dud like, is like Whoppers. Whoppers are good, except I like the dud Whoppers. The ones where you bite into them and it's like they forgot to put the malted milk stuff in there.
Of course, because malt is horrible.
And all you get is like this empty chocolatey thing. Those are the
Whoppers
best.
Whoppers are the dead husks of real candy.
But milk duds.
Do not even talk to me about Whoppers.
Milk duds are my number one favorite candy or food to eat at the movies. Mm. And because of my experience with the local movie theater, Nacho moved from number one all the way down to number three.
Ouch.
And milk dud now reigns supreme.
Nice.
So I'll go and I'll buy some milk duds.
All hail the dead.
Nope. I have very few cavities. I have in my entire life maybe had five cavities, and that's it.
I have in my face right now 11 fillings and 3 crowns.
Mm.
And if I were to eat a milk dud, they would all be attached to the dud. I've never been able to successfully eat a milk dud. The last milk dud I ate is still attached to one of my molars right now.
Well, you know,
so it's too, well, too
water
much
pick harm. And some toothbrush would take care of that. Some floss.
You done? It won't help. Milk duds are Satan's candy.
No, they're the delicious,
they
most
whoppers.
Most delicious, whoppers. Yummy candies in
I
the world.
I believe in some translations of the Old Testament, manna actually is milk duds. Yeah. Yeah.
Except the only time that milk duds are no good is if you drop one in your seat and you can't find it.
Yes, that is an issue.
Falls between
and
your legs or whatever. And you get up and you're walking out and your wife goes, is that poop hanging off your pants?
Is that a dingleberry on the outside?
Why is there a dingleberry on the outside? And then you reach back and you're like, first you grab it and it's in your hand. And you're like, I don't know what
wrong
that is.
You two. What is, what made you like this? How can you just,
you gotta taste it.
Of course you taste it. Anything's like your bands, you taste.
It's not like the candy wasn't gross enough on its own. But now I've got this permanent image. Where milk duds look like the poo.
Because they're all melted. You've been sitting on them for 2 hours.
Well, don't sit on your candy.
Well, if you
eat
drop it and you
candy.
Don't know where it's at.
You don't know where it's at.
That's why I try to always now eat my food before the lights go down.
Yeah.
So that I know that I dropped something, I can get up and look for it.
You know what? I may eat a lot and I may eat fast, but it all goes in my mouth and occasionally on my shirt. Never.
Well,
I
see, some of us don't have that landing for the food to fall
don't
on.
You
so
dare.
You have to look for your candy.
Don't.
But milk duds. My number one.
Don't.
Zach, what
don't.
Do you have?
My number one is the most predictable number one.
Popcorn?
Absolutely.
You said you like soft foods. You like quiet false. Foods.
Yeah, well, you know,
you can't have
isn't
you
super
can't complain
loud.
About
popcorn is not super loud. It is not a shaking of a box to get candy out.
Oh, have you not sat there with the husband and his wife and he sits there the entire movie and he shakes it because he's trying to get the butter stuff to distribute?
Yeah, no, I have. I have a lot of friends that aren't the best to go to the movie theater with. They're great. But the thing, here's the thing. It's like popcorn's amazing.
It is.
That's
it really
that is.
Is
the thing. Movie theater popcorn
you
isn't an
my
echelon.
My number one with your number one.
I don't want to do that.
And you've got probably the number one greatest snack of all time.
I don't
want to
do that. Popcorn
like chocolate covered popcorn.
No, it sounds weird.
You buy any of that Poppet stuff at the serves?
No, that is really weird.
Is good.
No.
Is good.
I don't think it is.
Margarita flavored popcorn.
No. I tried that the first day. I said, this is disgusting. I got the Mountain Dew stuff. It's like, why? Why should Mountain Dew be on popcorn?
I think it's because maybe you're too old.
I think it is.
Mason loves that one.
But I love popcorn. We'll actually make this at home. We have our own popcorn.
Air popper?
Yeah. No, it's not an air popper. It just has like a little spinny thing. You put the kernels and things.
Oh, yeah.
We do that.
A little hot plate thing. Yeah, we've got that too. Put a little oil
we
in.
We didn't have that, so I made it on the stove for a long while.
Yeah, that's the best kind, right?
It's good, you know? But movie theater popcorn is great. You get it. The thing about movie theater popcorn, unlike other popcorn, with some, you buy a large because you combo with the drink.
Yes.
You don't eat all of it because holy crap, it's a lot of popcorn.
That's a lot of popcorn.
And I put way too much butter on it and
yeah,
I
you
just
do.
Get kind of, you know, tummy ache by the end of it. So you know what you do? You take that bucket of popcorn, you put it on your kitchen counter.
Yes.
It's popcorn for a week.
Yep.
It's great.
Providing
it's
the rats don't get
good.
To it first.
Yeah. Well, you know, I put traps out.
There you go.
That's why I bought a dog.
I had a friend who used to love eating unsalted, unbuttered popcorn. And the next morning, it'd be stale, and he'd put it in a bowl and cover it with sugar and milk.
I've heard of that, and it's one of the things that make me want to vomit.
My wife has done that a couple of times. I haven't. I think it's disgusting.
It sounds
but it
horrible.
Tastes like sugar pops.
But here's
because
the deal.
It is sugar pops.
It me eating that it could be like sugar pop, sure, but I don't like milk, so I don't put milk in my cereal, so I could just eat my popcorn with a spoon, I guess.
And I guess you could. Cover it with sugar and eat with a spoon. Did you know, Zach, that popcorn saved the movie industry?
That makes a lot of sense, but I did not know that.
Did you know that movie theater popcorn is specifically shaped, and it's different from the popcorn that you get at the supermarket.
No, but that would explain why it's so much better.
There you go.
The
some little known facts.
You know.
The more you know.
The popcorn's great. I love it. My number one. Popcorn with a lot of butter.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Some stuff that you would eat. Maybe some stuff you wouldn't eat. But stuff. And if you slip some ham sandwich sliders under your trench coat into the movie theater.
Yeah.
Let me know.
I've heard of people sneaking in tacos before.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think you would kind of catch that somehow. Do I smell taco shop?
Yeah. Tacos into the theater.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't. I was with people one time. They were sitting
all
there.
All of a sudden, you're sitting next to them, and then there's
a
big guy.
They can hear someone
taco grande
a taco.
Comes out.
It's, it's amazing.
I forgot I had a soda in my pocket one time when I went in. I forgot.
How big are your pockets?
Well, they were huge,
the 90s?
Huge trench coat pockets.
Oh,
deep trench
okay.
coat pockets. And my friend Lance
those
was like,
pants.
Here, slip a couple of these cans in your pocket. No one will know. And I'm like, okay, fine. So we're going, and we had to wait in line, and we were talking. I forgot they were in. And so I'm standing there getting some concession stuff, and I'm about to order a soda, and he kind of looks at me. He's like, you sure you want to drink the buy that soda? I'm like, why not? He's because of I'm like, oh yeah, well, lady, forget about that soda.
Lady,
I always
with the soda.
I always like
then,
the people do it. They're like, oh, we're gonna sneak this can in, and you just wait, and they wait until the movie starts. You just
yeah, and then Dopey Lance,
yeah,
dropped his soda while it was still full. And you know how movie theaters are shaped.
Slope downwards.
So everybody in the theater just hears this ka-chunk and then this rolling of the can all the way down and spilling soda out all the way down. We had to get up and move to a different seat.
Yeah, good job.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Top five movie snacks of 2015. Maybe we'll come back
or
and revisit
16.
The...
Depending on...
No,
what
I'm pretty sure this one comes out in 2015. But even if it is 2016, these are still the top five favorite
Star
snacks
Wars
of 2015.
Could be coming out
soon. Star Wars could change that all up. Maybe we'll be having some little light up lightsaber pops that will become rapidly run up our list of top five movie snacks.
It's possible.
I want to know if there's something better than what we have on our top five list. And that's where our listeners come in, Zach.
Do they? What do
our
they do,
listeners
Steven?
Are so awesome. Not only do they go over to Major Spoilers and click on that Amazon link and buy movie theater type stuff.
Yes.
Some snacks. You can buy snacks there on the Amazon. A little bit comes back our way whenever anyone uses that Amazon link.
Uh-huh.
But the other thing that they do is they go over to majorspoilers.com into the podcast posting page, the comment section for this show, and they share their top five movie snacks. You know why they're going to do that?
Why?
Because everybody loves a list. See you next time, everyone.
If you have any questions, comments, topic ideas for future shows, or would like to sponsor a show, send an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com. Visit Major Spoilers at majorspoilers.com and be sure to check out the Major Spoilers forum. You can also follow Major Spoilers on Twitter at twitter.com/majorspoilers